6:49. This is 1320 WILS on this Tuesday. Donald Trump and Republicans in the House, U.S. House, planning to reform our tax system. My next guest says that some of the details of their plans could cause all kinds of issues, both negative and positive. Michael Stumo with us, Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, nonprofit organization working on the interests of, 2.7 million households throughout all kinds of industries. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I mean, you've analyzed the tax reform plan. It gets complex. I wasn't following it completely myself. But specifically, what's the concern you have with what the House GOP has planned for tax reform?
Well, I like their plan in the way that they really they just focus on cash flow. They just tax your cash flow, your net. They don't worry about it. It kind of gets rid of a lot of this transfer pricing and where profits sort of arise in Bermuda or Ireland or somewhere, and they don't really do it. It's called a destination-based consumption or cash flow tax. But the thing is, and another part I kind of like, is they don't allow deductibility of imports, and they don't tax the gross proceeds when you export. So it means that if you import, you can't deduct it, but if you buy from domestic sources, you can. And we like being, we like fostering U.S. production.
Do you support the idea of a border tax? Do you support that?
Well, it's called a border adjustable tax, and it is kind of a border tax, I guess. But we support it in a different way than what they've done because it gives extreme sort of results that would be kind of disruptive to a lot of industry.
Okay, when you say extreme results, what would be the impact of putting a border adjustable tax in place?
Well, let's say that you've got 100 million in sales domestic, and you've got 90 million in costs domestic. That's 10 million in pre-tax income. You apply their 20% tax. That's easy. Mm-hmm. But let's say that it's an extreme. It wouldn't happen. But all your 90 million in costs are imported. You can't deduct them. So all you have is 100 million in sales. That's your pre-tax income. You apply 20%, you've got 20 million tax, which exceeds your real income. Mm-hmm. So if you can't deduct your imports, in an extreme way, that's kind of problematic.
Okay. Do you imagine Congress is going to address these kinds of potential problems?
I was in D.C. 10 days ago a couple weeks ago, and Brady and Ryan are pretty dug in on this right now, and I think we need to move to a border adjustable tax system in a different way. Mm-hmm. I think the House has enough questions. It's going to be hard. They're going to be hard pressed to get it through. And it looks like the Senate isn't convinced yet.
Now, do you think this kind of a border tax, the border adjustable, will that in any way help in terms of growing American jobs?
Well, yes, it will. If we had, like, let's say we just did a value-added tax, which charges imports and domestic goods, but its exports are exempt, 160 countries have that. If you put a VAT, which people are scared of, and some people are going to be raising their eyebrows now, but if you use those funds to offset like payroll tax that everybody pays, so we're net neutral, then essentially you make U.S. exports cheaper, you make imports more expensive, and domestically we pay the same tax.
So you're saying put a value-added tax in place, and then all of us don't have to pay payroll taxes? Is that it?
Yes. I don't know how the math would work out, but use the proceeds to at least offset part or all the payroll tax. Everybody gets a raise. All companies, whether you make money or lose money, benefit because they pay half of it. You pay a little more for goods, but you're held harmless because you got a raise.
Now you say a little more. Yeah. I mean, do we know just how much of an increase we'd see with a value-added tax in place in price of goods?
Well, there's been talk. Some of the proposals out there have been like 12%. And so you would pay 12% VAT, but then you get that offset on the on the salary side, because I don't know if you look at your payroll tax, but it's quite a bit. Now, that's the biggest tax most companies pay, by the way.
By the way, Michael Stumo with us, Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for Prosperous America. And what was your trip like? You said you were in D.C. 10 days ago. What was that like? What were you hearing?
We were hearing that, again, Speaker Ryan and Chairman of Ways and Means Brady were pretty strong on this border adjustable tax, which we like border adjustability. The retailers are going ballistic, and the multinational import lobby mm-hmm. is going ballistic, which I consider that a feature, not a bug, because we want to produce more here and not import everything.
What's that going to do to the multinationals then?
Well, if you look at, for example, Ford, which has more of its supply chain for autos here than other companies, they see it as a competitive advantage because they're already here. You're seeing companies really look to onshore production where it's cost competitive mm-hmm. because they're not certain that they can deduct their imports. You're seeing companies not quite as willing to sign long-term contracts with overseas suppliers. So it's already shaking things up right now. But again, I don't know if it'll pass, and it does have some more extreme results than we would have preferred.
Does that somehow equalize the labor cost issue that we have in competing with these other countries?
Well, of course, some countries it is labor cost, but like China, who has, but maybe not currently, devalued its currency. They do other things because labor costs aren't enough. If you look at Germany, the most successful net exporter and producing nation in the world, they're able to do other things, and so their labor costs, which are higher than us, mm-hmm. don't impede their competitiveness. But yes, it would have a big impact where low labor costs are a factor.
So you think we'll see definitive action specifically on these tax plans, what, this year even?
Well, Brady wants to this year. I think that's a nice, interesting goal. I think it's a heavy lift because he's got a lot of questions to answer, especially that it's probably illegal under the World Trade Organization rules, which I don't know if we care at CPA, because the WTO kind of irritates us anyway because they don't let us label our meat by country of origin.
What would make this change illegal under the WTO rules?
Well, a VAT is clearly legal, so that's shifting our tax system to partial border adjustability. That's clearly legal because 160 countries do it, and mm-hmm. they're found legal. So that's one way to do it.
Okay, but what part would be a problem with the WTO?
Oh, for their tax, basically, under the WTO, you have to treat imported goods the same as domestic goods. And if you don't allow tax deductions for imports, but you do for domestic costs, there's a differential treatment that would likely run afoul of WTO rules.
What would the consequence of that be then?
Well, there would be a few years of litigation. They would prove it, then there would be an appeal. Let's assume Europe challenged it, then there would be appeal. And if they won both the initial case and the appeal, then there would be a time period for negotiation and compliance. So we're about 4 years out. In theory, they could, you know, allow retaliatory tariffs. But in practice, that negotiation period would allow us time to bring our law into compliance. So it's a bit of a paper tiger in that sense.
So the trade policies we've had over the last decade, is it specifically disadvantaging us against the world?
Yes, it is, because it just focuses on some tariff reduction. And the modern game is using things like manipulating your currency or massive subsidies to your industry, or actually lowering your tariffs and upping a VAT so that, you know, in 40 years when Europe has reduced tariffs, they've upped their VAT over those 40 years, so we still pay the same amount at the border that we did 40 years ago. So there's non-tariff means that we're unable to get at because the trade agreements don't let us do it.
Michael Stumo, Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, saying that the House GOP tax reform plan has some good ideas, but it's complicated, as you just heard. Michael Stumo here on 1320 WILS. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And that is it for us. Hey, if you have not checked us out online, our website, by the way, 1320WILS.com, we do stream live right there on the site 24/7. So if you can't hear us on the radio or you want to get a crystal clear sound at home, log on, 1320WILS.com. We also do post all the interviews in full on the site shortly after the show, so check us out there. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. We will be right back here tomorrow for a lot more right here on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining us and have a great night. Bye-bye.